Jem fails, The Force Awakens, and Clara gets gone on this episode of the Shadowbinders podcast. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tom Pratt, and with me is my lovely wife, Cambria Pratt.
I was going to say, you're going to say who I am? My lovely wife. Yes, tell them how lovely you are, Cambria.
Now, dear, I didn't want to speak for you.
No, you do other times.
Okay, that's fair enough. Hey, you're usually right.
I know, I am right 99% of the time.
And you were right about Jem.
Oh, I mean the Abomination?
The Abomination.
That is trying to replicate the original Jem?
Formerly known as Jem. In the holograms. We're saying formerly known because it's already out of the theaters.
Well, I know. I just refer to it as the Abomination.
The Abomination. So here's the thing. If you didn't listen to our podcast a month or two ago, Cam was not happy with the Jem movie. Most of the internet is not happy with the Jem movie.
I saw the commercial and I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, it had very little relation to the original TV show. So the movie came out. And it bombed. I mean, it didn't just bomb.
It bombed with a bomb of a million suns.
Bomb of a million suns. They had a $5 million budget.
Well, right there's a problem right there.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. $5 million budget. It made I think it was $1.3 million opening weekend.
Wow.
Biggest bomb ever for a major studio release. The only other movies that had bombed harder were usually indie films, and this was a major release from Universal Pictures.
Well, let's go back to why it bombed. Besides the budget of $5 million, okay, what the heck? Because is it because it's a girl movie? We only give it a $5 million budget, and those of you who've seen Jem, the original Jem, one, she was not a teenage girl trying to discover herself. She was 20-something, knew, was doing what she needed to do.
She was running a business.
And yes, she was the head of a major company. And
an orphanage.
And, the Starlight Foundation. Mm-hmm. And they would always have some kind of they were almost getting blown up or shot at or have snow monsters chasing them or something. And they'd have this big, action star element of it too. So not only is she a rock star, she was kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah.
Even though her thing with Rio, I was seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, this is getting off topic for a second, but hello. It's the guy. She was thinking to herself, oh, it's okay because he still likes me. No, no, no. He thinks you're somebody else and he's hitting on both of you. It's time to dump him.
Yeah.
I was if I was a rock star with a hologram and I was me and you were hitting on me and they're turning around and hitting on my rock star self, I think I'd kick you in the nuts. I would. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I would deserve a swift kick to the nuts.
So anyway, back to topic, which is why the movie failed.
Why the movie failed. Well, it had very little to do with the original TV show.
That's it.
I mean,
And the budget sucked.
And the budget sucked. So I think, I'm not exactly sure where the malfunction is. I don't know if it was a case of they were given a small budget to work with and they had to pare down the science fiction elements.
Okay, but even if you pare it down, you still could do some cool, dynamic, not science fiction, but you could make some cool adventure girl, thing going on. You don't need an extra big budget for that.
How much of a budget do you need to create Synergy? Not really a whole lot.
Okay, let's explain what Synergy was in this movie.
A series accurate Synergy.
Synergy is not a freaky looking thing that looks like a cross between Eve from WALL-E and what was the other movie? Earth the Echo. I'm like, Synergy was not a little kid's toy robot who went around beeping and
Yeah, it looked like a Wowie toy.
It did look like a Wowie toy. Yeah. They didn't even make toys for this, which is a whole other story entirely. But it looked, they were trying to make something they could make into a Christmas toy. And I'm like, No. Can you tell I'm really mad about this?
I can tell you're mad.
But I'm like, they give it a budget of $5 million. Really give the Transformers and G.I. Joe movies how much money?
Well, G.I. Joe didn't get as much. Transformers had $100 million budget.
to be fair, Transformers had to do a lot of CGI and all that. So I can understand them getting a bigger budget. But
yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going to complain anymore. I used to be pretty hard on the Transformers movies.
Yes, we know.
Because I was like, well, it's not really like the TV show. The Transformers personalities weren't there. They didn't get enough screen time. That's nothing compared to what they did to Jim. So.
Yeah, and now the bad thing is they're not going to do other quote unquote girl movies because this one failed so bad. But it didn't fail because the girls, it failed because they had crap budget and they marketed to the wrong people.
Yeah, I don't know who they were marketing to because
they're marketing to teenagers.
They were trying to market to the Instagram crowd and the YouTube crowd, and they really don't care. I mean, Jim was way before their time, and the ones who really would have carried the movie would have been, you know, people our age in their 30s who watched the original show, and they totally alienated that audience.
Well, see, they didn't sound like it was the show. Our kids would have gone.
Yeah.
Because my kids both love Jem. They've seen it. I mean, gosh, Tristan, we got the DVD set when he was like three, and they grew up watching Jem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because Mama watches it. But they just killed it. And they tried to make it like an after-school special on the CW.
Yeah, I know. That's what reminded me. It reminded me of like a made-for-TV movie. And I think, you know, given the reaction to the original trailer, I would have thought that they would have maybe pulled it or said, hey, we'll go direct to Netflix or direct to DVD. It would have saved them a lot of embarrassment, I think.
Well, not just that. The new people were upset. And everybody's like, where's Synergy? And instead of them being like, oh, crap, we better not make Synergy something really lame because everybody will kill us.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, wait. Synergy's here. It's all good. Just hold on. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then they released the video with Synergy, and people were like,
It actually looked worse. Like, I didn't think the movie could look worse.
My son came back from a movie. I forgot that he went to see, but he went with his sister and his grandparents to a movie. And he came back, and they saw the Jem trailer, and he's like, Mom, they made Synergy look like Eve from WALL-E.
It's like, Mom, sit down.
Yeah,
I have something to tell you.
It was. My son, who like
loved the original show when he was younger.
But I mean, my point is, I mean, because we're raising him right. He knew the original show. Yep. And he was even like, what is that? You know, he's like, this is a mess. And he's 12.
Yeah. So, okay. So they didn't have the budget. And, you know, we haven't seen the movie. I don't even know if I want to see the movie.
I haven't seen it because I'm boycotting it.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be on Netflix, like, next week because it's already been pulled from the theaters.
I'm on Jem message boards and stuff. And other people have seen the movie, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like it was Jem name only. And, you know, when you alienate the fans, and here's the ultimate slap, because as I understand it, throughout the course of the movie, they're interviewing fans, real fans, and asking them about Jem, the TV series, and they're splicing it in to the movie.
Really?
So it's like they're raving about Jem on YouTube in the movie. And so that's like really insulting. Like, Jem was so awesome. Shane is so awesome. And then it's not the real Jem or the real Shane or you know what I'm saying? So that's like even more of an insult, I think, to the fan base.
I always liked Stormer, but they weren't even in it.
Well, no, I guess, spoiler, I did read that Pizzazz is in the end of the movie, and she's played by Keisha. And they said that was about the only...
I can see that.
The only bright spot in the movie was, they're like, oh, that was perfect casting.
There's still no Stormer.
No, and they were trying to set it up for another movie with the Misfits, and that's never going to happen.
Well, they had just done the movie with the Misfits. They had just did a movie, which was Jem.
Versus
the Misfits.
And it had the
Misfits. And you had the characters. Even if you had to name something different, because there were some questionable things with the Misfits' name.
Yeah.
And you had a Synergy, which in today's world would make sense. You could probably get away with a hologram projection today.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the action girl adventure where, like, the Misfits are, you know, something's going on. Eric Raymond's trying to blow up. I'm sorry, Erica Raymond is trying
to blow up their
car or something.
No, Eric Raymond. Let's use Eric Raymond because, I'm sorry, Erica. And it's not, I get the gender swapping. I get that you can have a woman play a man's role. But, you know, Eric Raymond was a sleazy, chauvinistic.
Yeah, let's not bring down women by making them pretend to be Eric Raymond.
That was the point. His character was every bad thing that every sleazy record executive.
The whole thing was girl power. The whole show was
And he
girl
was a sleazeball.
Except for Rio. Why the heck? I don't know what I'm sorry. That's a sticking point for me. Why the heck would you have a show about girl power and then you have, you're so in love with Rio that she allows it to go on knowing that he's hitting on both her and Jen, but it's okay because they're the same person. But he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know
he's
that.
He's a two-timing SOB.
Yeah, I know. That's
if I was going to make a change to the new Jen movie, they should have kept it exactly like the show.
More tech rat.
But, oh yeah, yeah, tech rat, awesome. But not so dorky.
Well, he could have like sabotaged Synergy or something. I mean,
yeah, tech rat would be cool.
Lots of stuff
and they had video and dance, but that's not our story entirely. Yeah. But, you know, let's have Rio not be a two-time backstabbing a-hole. Let's make him be like, hey, I like you, Jerrica. And even though there's this hot gem girl over here, you're still the one for me. Or vice versa. Let's not have him two-timing his own, the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't know he's two-timing. Well, he knows he's two-timing, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, and so does she. And she seems
well,
to be
Well,
no,
she
okay
wasn't
with
two-timing. He
No. She knows he's two-timing.
Yeah, she knows he's two-timing. I'm like,
she even had
of
a song about it. I remember her singing, what was it? Who is he kissing or something? And
I don't
she's
remember.
Singing song.
And the thing is, my comment, which is weird, because it's funny because when we first got the Gem DVDs, they'd start the music and I'd sing all the words because I remember. Yeah. I suddenly remember all the words to all the songs. But, I mean, it's like, seriously, it's supposed to be a girl empowerment and how she's running a company and she's this mega star. And then the other, even the Misfits are like kicking butt and taking names and they're women. And then they have Rio and he doesn't even fit in the whole girl power theme.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's Eric Raymond was sort of the, like I said, he was like every sleazy record executive.
He kind of fit the show.
He fit the show because it was like it made sense that.
Did you have
the
women have to kick someone's butt?
But it was almost like, so Rio was the kind of okay guy manager and Eric was the sleazy backstabbing.
And then he's like making out, he's like dating Jem and then Jerrica's in there like, oh, Rio, I need your help. And I'm like, you were just saw 5 minutes ago when he was dating you with somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh, Rio, here's my boot. Bend over, you know?
This thing, okay, so it made like $1.3 million. They said it made like $500 a theater because it was in 2,000 theaters. Like, it was a major release.
Oh,
I mean, they pumped. So people are like, well.
Ask me. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I know. And they were pumping money into marketing. I mean, the movie was marketed. I saw it on Nickelodeon. I saw it on Disney Channel.
We kept seeing the commercials.
You know, and we
and
cringe
I'd growl
every time.
At it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you literally would growl at the commercials.
Like,
it's Jem. But yeah, they spent money on it. But, you know, the first indication that all was not well with this, from my point of view, was this is based on a Hasbro toy property, and there were no toys being planned.
I know. And I was upset because I really wanted the dolls, even though there was a company, I forget what it is now, that is making the dolls, and they're absolutely beautiful.
They're
but
like
they're
the collector edition.
Really expensive. I would love to have those, though. And they're gorgeous dolls, but they're really expensive. But I really like them.
It's sort of like the Transformers, the Masterpiece.
Oh, I'd totally buy these dolls.
Doll
but yeah, they're expensive, but they're beautifully done. I mean,
oh, yeah, and they
have
characters
dolls
that they never made dolls
of before.
Oh, yeah,
the, what's his name? They're in the last season.
Tech Rat Stingers. They have the Stingers.
Stingers, that's
they
it.
Have Tech Rats coming out. They had, I can't remember her name, the TV interviewer that's always on there.
I forgot her name, too.
They have a doll of her out.
Oh, what was her name? It's going to drive me nuts now. But yeah, now I want those dolls now, dang.
I know, and they're like $125 a piece. But
give it to me, I'm worth it.
Love you. But no, that set off all the warning bells. I mean, my background's in marketing and, you know, when Hasbro, which is all about the toys, I mean, that's why they do these movie deals to sell toys. When Hasbro is not eating its own cooking and they're not bringing dolls out to support this movie, you know there's something
wrong.
See,
this is what I don't understand. Because if I'm not mistaken, isn't like the Hasbro their number one toy line? Isn't it My Little Pony?
I think right now it is between My Little Pony and Transformers.
Okay, but my point is.
Oh, Star Wars. Star Wars, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, I know, but I'm talking. Okay, up until recently, it was My Little Pony. And stuff. And the thing is, granted, boys are buying ponies too, but even before the Brony movement, there was one of their most popular toy lines. Mm-hmm. And Littlest Pet Shop is theirs too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And those were extremely popular too. Those are girls.
Yeah.
So don't give me, we can't make the toys because it's, you know, we don't sell as many because they're for girls. Because that's absolute BS.
No, it's not because it was a girl toy line. I think they knew that this movie was going to stink to high heavens.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, they should have. They should have actually had something. Maybe there's something in the contract, but they couldn't pull the plug. But I mean, this was a brand damaging movie. I mean, Gem and Holograms is going to go down as being like the biggest bomb.
This is what makes me so upset. They blew it and they're never going to give another shot. They're never going to make dolls. They're never going to redo it and do it right because they screwed it up. And I think that they were trying to set for toys, though. I think that's why they did Synergy like they did and stuff. They thought, we'll make some wild robots that you can get. Oh, it's Synergy.
Yeah,
you know?
No project. Holograms Showtime on the wall or whatever.
Synergy, you know.
Yeah, and they'll project on the wall. I think you're right. I think that's what they were originally shooting for. And then I can just picture some executives at Hasbro, you know, watching a rough cut of the movie and just like head in their hands, like, oh, what have we done? You know, this is not going to work.
Well, after the trailer came out, people's reactions should have been enough to indicate that,
that was several months ago. And I'm wondering if Hasbro was like, yeah, we were working on these things or we have prototypes. And now we're just not doing it because we know. We need to distance ourselves from this. Here's the problem, though. This is brand damaging. Like you said, they might just pull the plug on anything Gem at this point.
Well, I hope not, because the comics are actually
The comics are doing very, very well. The comics are selling out.
Because the comics are based on the show.
Right.
They made a couple changes, but
they modernized it, but that's how they honestly should have handled the movie. They should have taken the concept, modernized it where it made sense, left the elements in there that, you know, worked. Don't break it if it's not, you know,
or if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Blah, blah. So, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, instead they like just, I don't even know what they're thinking. I mean, granted, I can see the budgetary constraints, but really, I mean, compared to like a Marvel Studios movie, how expensive would a decent Gem movie be? I mean, you've got most of the time the characters are just on stage singing. You've got real sets. The only science fiction element you really have is Synergy.
Because even in the show, the action would be like, okay, well, they're doing a video and someone sabotaged it. And now the crane's going to fall and they're going to die. They have to stop it. You have to stop it using Synergy to distract people. Or, you know, they're solving a mystery of some kind. There's a haunted house and they have to solve it or something like that. That wouldn't be so bad as far as special effects.
Yeah, I mean, if you can pull off a Scooby-Doo movie on a modest budget, you can pull off a Gem movie. You just need a script that's worth filming, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I'm just mad at so many levels because, one, they ruined Gem.
Yeah.
Two, they're never going to do something else with it. And now it might damage other girl, quote-unquote, movies being made because they caca'd this one up so badly.
I know that's a concern a lot of people have is, you know, Gem. Because there has been a lot of talk about how, you know, all the superhero movies coming out are male.
Yeah, we'll get into that again here shortly.
Yeah,
but
that we'll deal with Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
But Gem, it was a prime. I mean, here you had a film that had primarily a female cast, and you know, it just did not do well. And it's not because of the concept; it's just the execution was terrible.
It was bad. It wasn't even Gem anymore. It was a CW after school special. You know, about some girl on the internet. I mean, it just, you know, coming of age story. I'm like, why do they have to think? Oh, it's like a commercial they had that as a joke with Black Widow.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was like that, but in a movie. It's like, why do you people effing think that to make a girl movie, you have to dumb it down and have them discover themselves or get their boyfriend or whatever? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to see Gem blow shit up.
Yes. Sometimes you just want to see it while she's singing and stuff exploding in the background as she's walking away. Yes.
You need like a slow-mo shot of the holograms walking away from an explosion. At least a Misfits. Like they blow up a record building or something. Yeah, and they're like walking away slowly.
Singing.
You
need. You don't need like, oh, golly gee, I got to find out who I am. And I have to decide if my family means as much to me as my career.
If they were going to do that.
And
I
my
mean,
boyfriend.
This is coming from
SOB.
From a comic person, and you know we make comics, but if they were going to do that, I would have been, if they needed that younger voice, you know, to relate to the audience, make one of the girls from the home
telling the story
or from her point of view, or what was the one that was always in trouble with the mullet. Ashley. Yeah, like bring her into it, and then she could sort of be like the voice of the audience. You know, if you're going to go that angle,
but they didn't need to. No. I mean, they could kept Gem as she was. And honestly, like people like our kids would have gone and saw it totally.
Oh yeah.
Actually, they had Gem blowing stuff up. The kids would have been lining up to go see it. They'd be
You know, record executive by day, Starlet by Night and Spy or something. You know?
I mean, and then they're blowing crap up. You know what I mean? That would have been awesome. If you've seen the original show, there's gunfights.
Even the intro, they've got her singing with stuff exploding in the background.
The car comes by and she jumps in the car as it's moving. I mean, that
gives you the whole gist of the show.
She was like, could do anything. And it was a girl empowerment. She's a chick. She's kicking butt. She can do it all. But she had this super pathetic need for Rio, which I already discussed that enough.
But. Well, you bring Stingers into it early on. Yeah, Stingers always remind me of
are fun, actually.
Like Roxette or something. Euro trash.
All right, well, we better move away from Jem because I'll be here all night.
If you want Jem, go read the comics.
Go watch the old show.
Go watch the old show and cry. Have a good cry. Because
we're sitting here talking about this and all the old songs are running through my head. And I'm seeing like the scenes in the show and I was like, I have to go watch Jem again.
Okay, so what else should we talk about?
Star Wars.
Speaking of girl power. The new Star Wars trailer has come out and they've confirmed what people have been thinking all along, which is Rey is the main character
of the movie. On one hand. And my next comment is, other than a couple of figures, where's all the Rey stuff?
That's a very good question. If she's the main character, why is it all Kylo Ren and Finn? Everything seems to be Kylo Ren.
Well, I told you the other day that there was, I forget what the article was, but they were talking and it had Carrie Fisher and that Daisy, what's her last name?
Ridley, I think it's
Daisy. Yeah, Ridley. Talking up together. And she was telling Daisy not to ever let them put her in a metal bikini. Because the whole slave thing and being demeaning and never do that. And then they were talking about how there was a sore lack of Rey stuff. And because when Leia, they had toys of her, dolls of her. She was on the sheet. She was all over the place. And okay, I'm sure there's other things on the sheet, but we're not going to talk about that.
Well, here's the thing, though, about the male bikini. Like, when we were kids.
Wait, so your train of thought was.
Well, you said she's on the sheets.
She's on the sheets, and that went to metal bikini.
Okay, the metal bikini.
No, I was thinking it too, but that's beside the point.
Okay. The metal bikini. The metal bikini. They didn't merchandise that when we were kids.
No.
Like, you didn't. There was no Slave Leia figure. You didn't see Slave Leia on the sheets. I think she was on.
But they had her as the Bosch and all that.
They had her as Bosch. They had her in the Endor poncho.
Yeah.
They had her in the Ewok because they wanted her
to be seen as a strong female character, the metal bikini.
I mean, the whole point of that was it was incredibly degrading.
And so she kicked his butt.
So she choked the hell out of Jabba, and that
and the whole problem, which is what any self-respecting woman would do, but. They're not having even, they have a couple figures of Rey, I think, and that's about it so far. I'm hoping they rectify that soon.
Well, I mean, it could be just a case of they can't, because the thing about Rey and Finn is, I've noticed, they're not using their surnames. We mentioned this before. They're keeping a lot of things close to the vest, and it might be a case of they can't do much with Rey other than put her out there in the outfit she's in the trailers, because
I know, but it's a lost opportunity on Christmas toys. But,
yeah, I know.
But beyond, I was going back to that thing where they had the interview, and at the end, the person who wrote the article, and I can't remember where it was, but it was glorious. It might have been Mary Sue. I don't remember. It was not one of those places. And then she said that Leia found the lack of Rey disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious. That was the best line ever. But it's true, and you're seeing all these videos. I can't talk commercials, and clearly she is
the main character. Oh yeah, she's the main character, definitely. I mean, spoiler alert: if you've seen the new TV trailer, I mean, they basically come out and say that she's a Skywalker or a Solo or something, because.
Did they? I didn't really get that.
Well, they do, because they're like, oh, I know your eyes. I've seen your eyes before, and then they cut away to Han Solo. that's kind of like, wow, let's just hitch upside the head.
Unless they're trying to throw you off. But
it could be.
But then again, they're
Well, Star Wars is about the Skywalker family, so it would make total sense that she is.
So I don't know what's going on, and it's just, we have our tickets. I mean, as you all remember, I'm sure most of you have tickets, that when they launched the ticket release on Fandango, it crashed the site within 80 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it's already, they think it's going to be on track to be how many million or
600 million opening weekend, which is unheard of. I mean, that's more, that's like many times what most movies do in their entire run.
And since we live in
the middle of nowhere,
yeah, Bumble Squat, PA, the movie theaters here still had tickets. So we bought our tickets earlier, like this week or last week. But we're going to be going to see that. The opening was 7 o'clock on Thursday or something,
yeah,
day before it opens. But I'm just, you know, I'm very excited to see it. I have to catch our kids up because it's terrible. Our kids have not seen the Star Wars movies.
No, they've never said. Well, it's, I blame myself. Well, actually, Tristan has seen. He's seen Return of the Jedi. He likes Return of the Jedi. But I blame myself because they wanted to watch Star Wars. And they're like, oh, we want to watch them in order. So we started with The Phantom Menace.
Big mistake.
Yeah, it was. Because they got bored and it just didn't go well. And but they love everything else Star Wars. We talked about in our Disney podcast that they love the ride at Disney World.
Tristan
was just playing The Force Unleashed. He's looking forward to Battlefront.
Oh, he wants Battlefront a lot.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, I love Star Wars. They have to, yeah, I know. But they have to, we have to get them caught up on that. I mean, it's so funny, too, because you and I are huge Star Wars fans. And, like, one of the reasons, if you ever read what I wrote on Facebook or anything, one of the reasons Tom liked me was because I knew more about Star Wars than he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and you have a character named after you.
I do. That's the long story, but I do. Look up in Wikipedia.
There is an expanded universe character named Cambria, and yes, it's
named after me.
Named
long
after
story.
Cambria. It is a long story,
but
it's been
named
confirmed
after,
by the author.
It's named after me, but it was funny. I was at the teacher conference night. You know, you have to meet with the teachers, and the teacher my daughter has actually went to school with me in high school. I've known her for years. Anyway, we were sitting there at this parent teacher conference, and we're talking about my daughter, and like after we got done talking about that, we're talking about Star Wars movies, and we personally both agree Return of the Jedi is the best.
Okay, I'm still Empire,
but you're allowed to be wrong.
Okay. I guess it seems like more women like Return of the Jedi, more men
cool.
Empire. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, so there are a lot of rumors out there. Everybody's trying to guess.
You've been making guesses, right?
Been making guesses. I was in this camp before it seemed like the rest of the internet was. I've been wondering if Kylo Ren isn't Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you've been saying that for months.
You know, J.J. Abrams is known for throwing curveballs.
He thinks they're curveballs.
Yeah, he's insisted that, you know, that
Khan
wasn't in the second Star Trek movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody's like, oh, well, we've seen pictures of, what's his name, Adam Driver with his mask off. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean anything. They're like, oh, we saw the back of his head in the trailer. I'm like, well, they could just splice that in just to throw you off.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out. I'm so excited.
I mean, I think people are going to be
a little more than a month now.
Be pretty, you know, pissed off, I think, if Luke Skywalker has turned to the dark side.
I'm really mad. They tried that, actually, in the books and stuff.
They had comics.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had made him bad, and he was trying it out to see what it was like to understand it better or something, and he came back from it, but it was dumb. I had the audiobook of it.
Because the whole purpose of Return of the Jedi was that he resisted the dark side.
And redeemed the family.
So for him to go back to the dark side is kind of
pointless.
Yeah.
So. But another topic besides the movie, the commercials that are out for all the stuff associated with the movie.
Oh, they're kicking in the nostalgia.
They're so
bars.
Awesome. I love them.
Yeah, but they are. But I mean, they're really ramping up the nostalgia for the commercials.
I know.
I mean, this is all
I was
like,
crying over commercials the other day for Duracell.
But yeah, the Duracell commercials, the Toys R Us commercials.
I love that. I am your father.
I was like, yeah, yay. I mean, they're really hitting that. Even the Battlefront commercial where, you know, The guy in the office is
that
flashing
was amazing.
Back. Yeah, he's flashing
Go
back.
Go look up if you haven't seen it. It's amazing.
He's flashing back to playing with the Star Wars toys when he was a kid with his friend, and they're, you know, dressing up in costumes. And then his friend, like, he's working in the office, and his friend actually comes up to the office window in an X-Wing.
I know.
And he's like, come on.
I jump out the window, too. I totally would do it. I'd be like,
they jump out the window, and they fly.
I just had a flashback, unrelated to the commercials, but there's a thing in the park they do here, and it's a teddy bear picnic every year. And remember when Tristan was little?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We had a teddy bear picnic thing for him. And my dad, because he, you know, can do about anything, we had it rigged that it would move. Remember the TIE fighter was circling the Death Star?
I had to put that on our
YouTube channel. And the TIE fighter was circling the Death Star, and it played music, and it had, like, Darth Vader and Obi-Wan fighting and all this stuff on it. And it was, like, this almost like a parade float for our son's teddy bear picnic entry.
It was cool.
He won.
It was very cool. Of course he won.
It was awesome.
It was, yeah, they hated us.
Go big or go home.
Like, they're like, oh, hey, the Pratts with the animatronics.
But yeah, we kept bringing my dad. Sucked. The year before, my dad made him have Care Bears that were dancing, they doing were hula dancing. But he used windshield wipers. It was
that was funny.
Unrelated. See, my family's like that. But go big or go home.
Yeah, pretty
but,
much.
But back to the commercials. I'm sorry, I'm off track. But that just reminded me. Yeah,
they're
me of
really.
That.
I mean, they're really rampant nostalgia with this one. And I'm hoping it delivers, and it's not.
Well, Duracell one got to me because when I was a kid, my dad and I, we'd watch, I mean, Star Trek, Star Wars. We used to watch Knight Rider and Airwolf. I love Airwolf. And, you know, Street Hawk and all those shows. And then when it was the dad and the girl, I was like, it's like my dad.
Yeah.
Because I was like
that. Was pretty cool. And then the girl's like trying to play it cool. Like, I'm not doing this geeky stuff. And then catches her with the lightsaber. And it's like, yes.
Yeah, well, you'd be like that too. If
it was, yeah.
Well, Boo does run around with lightsabers. So never mind. She's like, she totally does. But, Star Wars
is happening.
Yes. And,
the Force is awakening all over
the
place.
Yes, hopefully it doesn't suck, but I don't think it's going to.
I'm hoping it doesn't suck. They can't afford to have it suck, you know.
And our kids want Furbacka.
Yeah, Furbacka is pretty awesome.
Oh, I hate Furbies. Furbies. I'm like, no.
But it's a chewy Furby.
I don't care. It's still a Furby.
All right, well, let's...
evil.
Let's talk about Doctor Who.
Who?
Who? Peter Capaldi.
No, I know.
Yeah. So, Doctor Who Series 9, we're like 2/3 of the way through it. And Cam's sort of like,
I don't like them. I mean, I like Peter Capaldi. It's nothing against him.
I love Peter Capaldi.
I just think the episodes have just been blah.
They've been hit or miss. I mean, I did like the last episode with the speech, the anti-war speech.
Yeah, his speech was pretty good.
That was pretty epic. I mean, that was one of the most epic Doctor speeches ever.
But halfway before the speech happened, but halfway through the episode, I looked at you and I'm like, I'm just like bored.
Yeah, I think I'm wondering if the, last year people were complaining that they didn't have any two-parters and some of the episodes seemed very rushed. And I'm wondering if this year they're having the opposite problem where they're really taking a 1-hour episode and stretching it out into two parts.
It felt like that last time. And it's just like, oh, I'm bored with this. Come on.
Yeah. And now, I will say Missy is awesome. Oh,
Missy is like the redemption and everything. She's amazing.
Yeah, the first two episodes were fantastic.
She's just awesome.
90% of that was because of Missy.
Oh, yeah. She's just glorious. So, I love her.
But Clara is leaving this year. They've been, it seems like every episode, though, they're obviously building up to this because it's always about, like, oh, I'm going to be with you forever, Doctor.
Yeah, and he's like, Sir Oswald gets in your head and, like, really pushing. It's obvious that she's, like, the darling of, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, hey, River's coming back.
I don't like
Christmas,
River either. So. That's not, because it's one of those things, like, where you push your darlings too much.
Yeah.
And they're very Mary Sue. And you,
yeah,
they Clara, are.
Well, let's be honest here. Because River, okay, she's as smart, as good as the Doctor. She marries the Doctor. Everything's about River. The entire sixth season of the show was all about River. Clara Oswald, same thing. Seventh season was all about the mystery of Clara Oswald. Why Clara is as smart as the Doctor. Why Clara is the bestest companion ever. That she actually was with all the Doctors because she got spread throughout time.
That's what reminds me of. It's like,
and she saved the Doctor many, many, many times.
It's like ironically, what it reminds me of is if people are doing fan fiction and they make the fan fiction, they make their characters and they ship their characters with like the IP character they're writing about. Mm-hmm. And it's all about their character.
Yeah, Mary Sue. She's the bestest, smartest.
Ironically, wasn't he a fan fiction writer?
He was. Moffat was.
So I'm like, it's coming across. I'm sorry, but I mean,
it's even like with the Doctor, like the 11th Doctor was supposedly the oldest Doctor ever because he had him on Trenzalore for like 1,000 years. So his Doctor got to live the longest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
the best.
His Doctor married his creation.
Yeah, I mean, seriously?
His companion wound up being the companion that went throughout all of time and saved the Doctor repeatedly. I mean, it's just like...
Amy?
Clara.
Clara.
Because
Clara went
and saved all the Doctors.
I thought you meant Amy because she kind of remembered and redid the... But I liked Amy. Actually, Amy was awesome.
Yeah, Amy was cool.
But Clara just...
I don't dislike Clara. I actually like Clara more this season. The first season she was on, I thought she was very vanilla. Like, I just, there was, I just, really didn't.
Mm-hmm. I just never.
I felt the same about Clara as I felt about Martha. And Martha, yeah, I just really never.
I don't like Martha.
Like, she was there. She wasn't terrible, but she wasn't fantastic, and she really didn't stand out. Her
personality?
Yeah, she was just kind of there.
Yeah.
And
I know. I mean, it's like that, too, about, you know, Clara. I mean, I liked Amy because Amy, you know, kicked butt and took names. I mean, actually, Rose was awesome.
Amy and Rory together, I think.
Yeah, Rory was fantastic. And then you had Donna. I absolutely adore Donna.
Yeah, I think Donna's, of the new Who, I think Donna's my favorite.
New Who.
That's what they call it. It's New Who. Classic Who and New Who.
I'm proud because we got my mom to watch it.
Yeah.
And my dad to watch it. And they both love it now. Well, my mom does especially. She's like watching it and she's asking us questions all the time. And
she likes the 10th Doctor the best.
Uh-huh. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But she's all watching it now. And then suppose that they're getting rid of Clara. Well, they're getting rid of Clara, but we just don't know if they're going to kill her or they're going to, like...
I don't know. Some people were speculating that maybe, like, this Clara winds up being the Clara that was in the Dalek in the first episode she was in, because they kind of hinted at that in the one with Missy, where she was inside the Dalek.
Yeah, but her name wasn't Clara.
It was Oswin, I think. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah,
you have a lot of these Aussie names on there.
Yeah. Oswin, well, yeah, Osgood. We have Osgood, Oswin.
I like Osgood.
The Osgoods are
Osgood. Osgood. I like Osgoods.
The Osgoods.
Yeah, there's the Osgoods plural now. Yeah, there was two before, but I like them. And then I felt bad when Missy, he thought Missy killed her in last season. Well, she killed one of them. And then, I don't know. I just wish, I don't know, it doesn't have the same feel. It's kind of like the X-Files. Remember, like, the earlier episodes, they were all like, you know, there was an overarching theme, but they had all these little adventures that were going on. Mm. And I think they're trying for that more this season instead of, like, you know, sticking it all in one thing. And that's cool. So I like that. But after a while, the X-Files kind of got...
stale.
Yes. Then they were doing all the conspiracy theories and crap, and I'm hoping this isn't...
Yeah, this one doesn't seem... Now, this season does not seem to have the whole overarching storyline. That, like, last season, it was all about heaven or Missy's version of heaven, and everything kind of tied into that. This season...
That's something, they don't have that, but it's, I don't even know what this
season's about. It's just the Doctor and Clara...
Well, now they're setting up that one girl that was from Game of Thrones is on there and all
that.
Yeah,
she lives forever, too, and so does Captain Jack, and so does... I mean, is there anybody who does... I mean,
Jack's awesome. I wish they'd bring him back. That would be glorious.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool. But I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, this... I really don't have a... I'm thinking eventually they'll bring Gallifrey back. But then that kind of, like... I mean, it's kind of... I have mixed feelings about that, because that sort of, like, undoes everything that the series has done so far. And the reason that they didn't have Gallifrey to begin with is because the Time Lords are kind of lame.
Well, they really are. Is this because it's, again, we're, like, the fan fiction writer, I'm going to redo everything my way?
Yeah, I'm going to make it just like it was in the 1970s. So we have to bring Gallifrey back, and we have to bring a traditional companion back, and we have to, you know, make the Doctor older and make the shows have a lot of the old bad guys in it.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, and the reason, I mean, as much as I love Classic Who, but the reason that the new series has gotten a fan base that it has, I think, is because it took a lot of chances. I mean, they cast younger Doctors. They had all kinds of new...
Which I don't think you have to cast a younger Doctor. I mean, I think he's really good.
And that's not what I'm saying. I love Peter Capaldi, but, I mean... Looking at this season and last season, it feels more like the 70s shows than it does the more modern Who, because they're even going back to, you know, bring a lot of the classic monsters back.
I think Claire's that's a very traditional. Some of the new the audience now to be confused, because it's, you know, a lot of people who are the new Who.
Yeah,
that's fun to say. Yeah. New Who.
They're expecting.
Right.
I mean, they're expecting a younger Doctor. They're expecting an edgier companion. I mean, it's very much like, I feel like I'm watching Tom Baker and Sarah Jane, except a modernized version of that.
Which, and that's not good. A bad thing. For some people, that's not a bad thing. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, the ratings are slipping. I don't think it's because of Peter Capaldi. I really think the show might need
it's what he has to work with.
Showing you a kick in the balls. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like Matt Smith. I don't think Matt Smith is that bad. Everybody's like, well, he's not as good as David Tennant. I don't think that's true. I think he was as good. I just don't think he was given as good a material to work with from time to time, because they were too busy doing the overall arching story that was boring.
Yeah, I think, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think the show really peaked, I'd say, the third and fourth season. Matt Smith's first season was good, but the third and fourth season with David Tennant were just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of been sliding down, I think, since. I like Peter Capaldi. I really do. But it's just that the show is starting to feel stale.
It's time to switch people who are in charge, probably.
Well, I could be, too. I mean, Moffat's been on there for, like, what, 4 years now?
And, like, I'm telling you, it seems to me like bad fanfic where these are his darlings, and he's going to make sure his darlings are front and center. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not good.
No, and so we've got, you know, Clara's getting gone, River's coming back again. She never goes away.
I thought she was already gone.
She's been gone, like, three times.
He doesn't talk about her because it hurts him so much because it's Moffat's character.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know. You know, they talked about having a female doctor. I don't know if I really want to go that
route. I'm a girl, but, and I don't like the idea.
I think it works for Missy. I think, you know, I freaking love her, but I don't know about the doctor. I think they need an edgier companion, I think. Clara is, I mean, she's smart, but she's, like, too, I don't even know what the word is.
She annoys me. She's in the batter that annoys me. I don't know what it is. No, I don't know. She's in the batter that just annoys me. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
No. Sorry. I'm easily annoyed, apparently.
Okay, well, when she dies,
her and Rio should get together. And
yeah, we go.
Start a club.
She dies a horrible death. You can cheer.
Well, something else I'm looking forward to is the new Sherlock. They're going to do the...
Oh, yeah, the Christmas special, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they're doing it in January, though, aren't they?
I don't know.
I thought it was January.
Who knows?
I think it's January 6th or something like that.
Oh, okay,
I thought.
Well, never
mind. But that one's cool because it's like... It's Sherlock, but it's not Sherlock because it's like a back in Victorian times.
Retro
but
Sherlock.
But it's not like part of the current timeline of the show. But
yeah,
I'm excited to see that.
Elseworld Sherlock.
Kind of. And I'm really excited to see that. And then can't wait to see what they do with the show after they get back on track because it kind of ended really interesting last season.
Yeah,
so.
Sherlock's a weird because they kind of like shoehorn it in between other movies. And then, you know.
But they're so good.
Cumberbatch is doing Doctor Strange.
I know, that's exciting too. So they have all that stuff coming up too,
yeah,
which is really, really cool.
He's perfect for that.
There was a video on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. They had him doing Smog. And they had him, when he was doing the voice, he had a bodysuit on. And they had like the points on his face, like so they could, you know, animate his face. And he's crawling around the floor and stuff doing it. And he was really, really into it. And he did a great job, but it was also really strange to watch.
Well, it's like Andy Serkis with Gollum.
It was the same thing,
you see him, and he actually plays the part. I mean, it's not like they just...
That's what he was doing here, too.
Yeah, and they don't just animate... Like, people don't understand. They don't just animate these characters. They don't just pull up... They've actually motion capture everything the actors do, so...
Yeah, it was just weird because, I mean... It was neat because you could see him doing it and he was into it. He was the character. Mm. But it was also when you're looking at it, like that's some weird stuff going on there. So.
Yeah, but you can see like in the face, the facial tics and stuff that it's him. You can tell it's him. I mean, they get the lips curling and all that. And that, even though I didn't really care for the Hobbit movies very much, but, you know, Smaug was impressive. So, I don't know. This is really going on a long time, huh? We had a lot of
they're like, shut up already.
Hate, a lot of hate this episode. We
no,
hate
I just,
Gem. We
you know.
Hate Doctor Who, no.
No, just, it's, you know, just Rio and Rio's garbage. Sorry.
Rio needs to die. Well, that's okay. They'll never have another Gem movie.
Rio
doesn't
need to die, but he just needs to get his crap together and stop two-timing people.
There you go. Okay. Are we done? Have we said... Oh,
did I mention how much I do not like Rio?
I don't know.
He's a two-timing...
Do you like Rio? What do you think of Rio?
He's a two-timing tool bag.
Okay. So, okay. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Stitcher. Check us out at shadowbinders.com if you dare.
You mean if you dare?
If you dare.
Awesome. You need to check it out.
It's awesome. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.